It's Friday, May 24th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi secured another 5-year term after a landslide victory for his BJP party during India's national elections this week. This has caused great concern for Christians because the Hindu Nationalist Party and Modi have overseen a huge rise in persecution against the church since 2014. Please pray 2 Timothy 1:7 for the church in India. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Argentina Dr. Leandro Rodriguez Lastra was falsely found guilty on Tuesday of failing to fulfill his duties for not performing a late-term abortion on a woman 23 weeks pregnant. Lastra faces 2 years in prison if he refuses another legal abortion and the possibility of being removed from the register of licensed physicians. Before the trial, Lastra said he would act the same way again, saying it was his aim to always save both lives, that of the mother and the baby. Tensions between the U.S. and China are rising as the Trump administration blacklisted Chinese tech giant Huawei over national security concerns this week. As the trade war between the two countries intensifies, Trump offered $16 billion in aid to farmers in the U.S. who are hurting from Chinese tariffs. According to Ark of Hope for Children, over 300,000 children under the age of 18 are roped into the darkness of human trafficking every year in the U.S. The Worldview spoke to Jeff Rogers, CEO of the U.S. Institute Against Human Trafficking.
Well, one thing we know is that there are more slaves today in the entire world than at any other point in human history. And when we look at the United States, I'd say the same thing. Very specifically, when we look at the children that are trafficked for sex in America, the numbers vary all over the place, but we are very confident to put that number at over 100,000 kids that are trafficked for sex every single day in America.
John 3:19 speaks directly to this problem, and this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and people loved the darkness rather than the light, because their works were evil. Rogers said that it is definitely a spiritual battle.
We absolutely know this is spiritual warfare. It's so important for us as a Christian organization that when we founded our organization, the very first employee we hired is an intercessor prayer warrior. And that's because we knew we needed a foundation of prayer and we need a prayer covering over everything we're doing. And when we look at what's really happening, the only answer that we can come to is that it is coming straight from the pit of hell. Because the things that are happening to these kids, it's not even human.
Stay tuned for an extended Worldview special report after today's newscast. Chick-fil-A is set to become the third largest restaurant chain in America, despite liberal backlash against the company's Christian values. One Texas college is bucking the liberal trend, refusing to ban the fast food restaurant from their campus after a request from the student government. Trinity University in San Antonio responded to the request, saying they do not make vendor decisions based on their political or religious beliefs, and that Chick-fil-A was a popular choice on campus. For their common sense decision, you can thank Trinity University President Danny Anderson by email, tupresident@trinity.edu. Or call 210-999-8401. That's 210-999-8401. Los Angeles County is now restricting travel to Alabama for the next year over Alabama's new pro-life law banning nearly all abortions. Los Angeles County Supervisor Hilda Solis labeled the law as, quote, extremist and unconstitutional, end quote. The new restrictions prevent L.A. County employees from traveling to Alabama on official business. A new Christian coffee company is offering free cars to 100 single mothers. Jeremy Wiles launched Burley Man Coffee in December with the slogan, "Be kind, drink great coffee." Wiles contrasted his company with Starbucks, which donates to abortion giant Planned Parenthood. Wiles told Fox News, quote, "As a Christian company, we're supposed to be the hands and feet of Jesus," end quote. Wiles started their campaign in March and has already given away their first car.
So Les, I guess you know by now, that we are here to celebrate you mm-hmm. as a mom today. And you have sacrificed so much, even at the expense of your own health. You've also gone without transportation for the past 4 years, and you've been stuck because when you don't have a car, you can't even provide for yourself. Mm-hmm. I think that God looks down and he sees you stuck, and he doesn't want you to be stuck. And so we thought we'd do just something to keep you moving forward.
Literally.
Okay. Are you kidding? Thank you so much.
Single mother Celeste Bockstrom said, quote, "I had faith and believed that God knew my struggles, but I never expected this," end quote. James 1:27 says, "Pure and undefiled religion before God the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their trouble, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world." Join our annual Generations Father-Son Retreat in the Colorado Mountains, Thursday, August 29th through Sunday, September 1st. You can register now and save $120 at ColoradoFatherSon.com. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Friday, May 24th in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at TheWorldView.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Time now for a Worldview Special Report by Emily Swanson. I'm Adam McManus. One cautionary note, the upcoming subject matter is not appropriate for young children. John 8:12 says, "Then Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." Jesus Christ is the answer to the problem of sex trafficking. Jeff Rogers, CEO of the U.S. Institute Against Human Trafficking, told The Worldview how God called him to leave the corporate world of IBM in order to fight the evils of human trafficking.
The answer to the problem of human trafficking is Jesus. He's the answer for the survivors. We opened the very first safe home in America 2 years ago for young boys that are trafficked for sex under the age of 18. We also work with girls' homes around the country. And so for the survivors that we meet, we know and we recognize Jesus is the answer for their path to restoration. But not only with the survivors, we recognize, too, that Jesus is the answer for the buyers.
Rogers told The Worldview that the core of the problem is the hearts of the people seeking these perverse so-called services.
If we're truly going to eradicate sex trafficking from our country, we have to recognize that sex trafficking is a supply answer to a demand problem. So we could open safe homes until the day we die. We could open 1,000 safe homes tomorrow across the country as a society, and yet we aren't going to stop the problem. What we're doing then is we're really creating a vacuum of supply if we rescued every single victim out there today. And if we look at the guys and the women, but mostly men, that are buying sex from these kids, from these human trafficked victims, we recognize that they have issues inside of themselves, and the answer for them is Jesus. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer through the church to reach down into the hearts of men and women that are buying sex to get them to recognize this is not okay.
1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 11 speaks directly to the transformation needed in the hearts of these men and women. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who practice homosexuality, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. Rogers told The Worldview what fuels him every day to fight this evil.
Clearly the answer of what keeps us fighting is Christ. It's why we do what we do. I think there's no feasible way we could do this unless we recognize it's a calling. And so for me, it was a recognition that Christ is really calling me into this. So I've left the corporate world, left IBM, a career there, and now have dedicated my life to fighting this. Same thing goes for the co-founder and my partner in this, Kevin Malone, former general manager of the Los Angeles Dodgers, who now left that and has committed his life to fighting trafficking and really fighting for our kids across the country for the last 9 years. And who he calls, he equips. So it is a dark thing. It's terribly difficult to deal with these kids and to learn what's happened to them. we pray a lot, spend a lot of time in the Word, and really just keep ourselves prayed up. And so that's how we can get through this.
1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, pray without ceasing. Rogers talked about the way Christians can help fight sex trafficking locally.
What we find is that most people, when they hear about what a problem it is, some of them are overwhelmed. This is so bad, I don't know what to do. Other people, it's such a dark space and it's so difficult to understand. What can an individual do? And that's really what we've spent a tremendous amount of time on. So we've created what we call our Trafficking Free Zone program. What this is a community-based effort to eradicate the demand for purchased sex from a community. Key to this is that it is sector-based, working with the county government and the city government and what they can do to eradicate within their sphere of influence, and then working with law enforcement and helping to educate them and what they can do to focus on the demand. And then working with businesses, or what can a business do within their sphere of influence to eradicate demand.
Roger shared the ministry's primary prayer request.
I would ask people to pray that Jesus invade this territory and invade the hearts of men and women who are out there buying sex. Because he can do that, and we need prayer to lead the way along that. And that will then help enact community leaders and individuals within that community to do everything they can possible to affect that sphere of influence.
May our words in this fight, as in every fight against sin, be those of 1 Corinthians 15:57. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Rogers wrote an op-ed column in the Washington Examiner about how they partner with churches on creating sex trafficking-free zones, similar to the idea of drug-free zones. To help create a sex trafficking-free zone where you live, visit a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. This has been a Worldview Special Report. I'm Adam McManus.